Michigan's legislators are taking a break from their summer break. They'll be back in Lansing tomorrow. The day will bring committee meetings, including attention to a pair of bills dealing with medical marijuana. Jake Neer is the Lansing reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Jake, is it unusual for these occasional summer session days to actually see possible votes on something?
It seems like this is one of those days where they come back out of their summer break, and it's more than you'd expect for them to do. A lot of the time, they just have these dates set up just in case they have unfinished business that they want to come back and do. But we're actually going to see a number of committees coming back together to get some work done over the summer, maybe to try to set some stuff up for the fall, and especially after the August primary.
What about these medical marijuana bills that apparently are much more on Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville's radar screen than they were in the past?
Yeah, this is really amazing how the path that these two bills have taken through the legislature. First of all, the first bill would basically allow medical marijuana dispensaries in Michigan again. A few years ago, after the Medical Marijuana Act was passed, there were dispensaries, and then a lot of those were forced to shut down after some court rulings that said that they could be a public nuisance and so forth. This would basically allow local communities to say whether or not they want them, and then regulate them in a certain way. So we could see some of those dispensaries coming back. Another one would change the Medical Marijuana Act to allow patients to use edible or other non-smokable forms of medical marijuana. And in the House, this was referred to a committee where a lot of people thought it would be dead. The House Judiciary Committee Chair Kevin Cotter was not a fan of these bills when they came to his committee. And then through the lobbying effort on the part of medical marijuana advocates, his mind was changed, and he became a proponent of the bills, basically. And same thing here in the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville came out and said, I'm not interested in expanding, as he put it, the Medical Marijuana Act and allowing dispensaries to operate again in Michigan. And now it's almost the same thing after months of, speaking with the medical marijuana community. It seems like, his views have changed drastically. Now he's in support of these bills.
Do you think these bills would be voted on at all, do you think, tomorrow?
They'll be voted on committee, but not in the full Senate.
Okay. Now, there's some committee work happening, and we know that a lot of drivers in Michigan weren't especially happy with their lawmakers when they broke for the summer without coming up with a long-term solution to fix our crummy roads. Will there be anything happening on that front tomorrow when they meet?
What I'm hearing right now, there's not going to be any movement, at least in the Senate, on roads, and that's really where the conversation is right now in the Senate. So don't expect to see much on that front. It's sort of, in my mind, like when they set up the orange barrels in the street, and then you never see workers, and it's just taking up half the street. I feel like that's a similar frustration with this with the legislation for a lot of supporters of boosting road funding in the state.
Jake, any other things that might be looked at or dealt with when lawmakers get together tomorrow?
Well, there's a couple of smaller things. For one thing that really caught my eye is the lawmakers are looking at maybe trying to set up an early warning system for deficit school districts, and that's the bills that would try to do that are coming up in committee tomorrow, basically trying to make sure that more school districts don't get into financial trouble. And although if they do, these bills could make it easier for the state to appoint an emergency manager for districts. Another one is that there's a bill coming up in committee that would ease driver responsibility fees. In other words, people who still owe money on tickets for driving without a license or proof of insurance from before September 30th could do community service instead of having to pay the fine, basically.
So getting things teed up for when they all come back in the fall.
And we'll also see what bills get introduced to. That could be interesting as well.
We'll be checking in. Jake Neer, Lansing reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thanks, Jake.
Thank you, Cindy.